You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of mixed martial arts. In the studio this hour, the iconic one himself. I'm talking about the Filipino wrecking machine. Double M, Mark Munoz. How's life treating you, man?
Life is great, man. Life is awesome.
Is it?
Yeah, it's good. It's good.
You look good. Life treating you all right? I mean, you feel good?
Oh, yeah. I feel great. I feel great. I'm just training right now. Been training for about a month and a half, 2 months now. And, you know, running the gym, running a wrestling club. And, yeah, man, it's going good. Life is great.
Tell me about these gyms and these wrestling clubs that you're running. Where are they located?
So I'm actually located in Southern California now. Lake Forest is right by Irvine in Orange County. I have a
redneck country down there. You know that, huh? They didn't want. You know, I fought for the California state title in 1984. I'm giving up my age now.
Yeah.
And we went into a restaurant down there with like four or five boxers. We were all black and brown and all that kind of good stuff. They didn't want to serve us food. They didn't want to. They like ignored us, man.
You know
like,
man? I mean, there's a lot of. You know, there's not that much diversity out there, but it's actually getting a lot better. It is. Since I've been there now, you know, I think I attracted a lot of the brown people inside my gym.
Cool.
So, but yeah, it's going good, man. My wrestling club is going great in Orange County. It's I have every day close to like 50 kids all the time every day. So
now, are you charging these kids? Or are you bringing them? What's the story on that?
Yeah, so I have a program where if they can't afford it, that they could actually get sponsored by other people. Also, I have you know, so we have every end of the spectrum. We have kids that can't afford it. We have kids that can't afford it, and we have kids that want to travel and wrestle at big tournaments. So. We provide that too. So I mean, we have a pretty much a all level, all skill type of club.
You know what's funny is back in the day in San Francisco, Billy Newman ran Newman's Boxing Gym, and it was free for us kids that didn't have mm-hmm. the money. But mm-hmm. you know, the people that did have the money. I think they paid like $10 a month.
Yep.
Now it costs you $110 a month to join Gleason's Gym in New York City.
I know.
I mean, housing an amateur kid like me coming off the street going. You know, I saw some fights on TV, and my father used to fight, my uncle used to fight. Yeah. I want to learn how to box. How can I do this?
That's crazy. Yeah, see, that's I want to keep programs open like that, especially my gym, because I couldn't afford to wrestle or learn how to wrestle. So I was a part of the Vallejo Police Activities League, you know, and I went in there and just learned how to wrestle. And
I got some friends from Vallejo.
Yeah, man.
Can Function. You ever heard of them? The Brock, the Soul Group, a bunch of old-timers, man. Those guys are like...
I bet you I heard
their
music, though, man.
The Whisper, I think even the Whispers might even be from Vallejo. Of course, Vallejo, that's two bridges away from San Francisco, folks, and it's a long way sometimes when you're commuting.
Uh-huh.
Other times, it's not such a long way. So I thought they were going to go all the way. I thought Bart was going to Vallejo. What happened to that?
I know, man. Bart was, they got in Concord, but yeah, they skipped over Vallejo,
over Vallejo. Vallejo's been sort of... The Rodney Dangerfield of cities here in Northern California. Hasn't it been like disrespected? And Stockton.
Stockton too. Yeah. Yeah. I think Vallejo's has it. They've had their adversity, man. I mean, it's a city that's just built upon resilience. They've come back and, you know, it's
bankruptcy.
Bankruptcy. And I mean, it's a city that's rebuilding. It's a city that's, their economy is getting a lot better now. But they're going through their stuff, but they'll definitely rebuild.
Mark Munoz is our guest, folks. Of course, he is the Filipino wrecking machine. And wrecking crew. The crew would mean more than one person, so I guess we can call your team the wrecking crew, but you're the wrecking machine. How'd you get that tag?
You know what? My manager saw me fight inside the octagon, and he was like, "Hey, man, what do you think about the Philippine wrecking machine?" I was like, "Man, that has a good ring to it." But I got heat from the Filipino community because I am not a Philippine. I'm a Filipino. So in regards to like a person, you can't be a Philippine brand mango. Like I'm not an object, right? I'm Filipino. So they wanted me to change my name to the Filipino wrecking machine. So that's how it evolved.
People get that technical about stuff like that.
Yeah, man,
I mean, some people actually got out of whack and got on the phone and called you about
it. They did. They got on my website and they were just so man. You know, I mean, you know, I didn't want to disrespect my culture. You know, I definitely wanted to be a guy that's respecting the culture and I love my culture and I made a change.
two-time California State Wrestling Champion in high school. Where'd you go to high school? In Vallejo? Vallejo High?
Yeah, Vallejo High.
Wow.
Vallejo High, man. I was raised, born in Japan, actually. Mm-hmm. Raised in Vallejo and when I was 18. I got roots in Vallejo, man.
Deep. So tell me about Manny Pacquiao. You think Manny Pacquiao's ever going to be able to come back to the upper echelon of boxing again?
Oh, yeah, man. Manny's a fighter, man.
But Manny, wait. When they, about a year ago, man, he was like, they had to peel him off the canvas. He was snoring.
I know, man. He walked into that right hand. I mean,
twice.
Juan Manuel Marquez just.
Timing.
Yeah, he timed it. I mean, just sent him to the ground with that right hand. I think he's a. He's a resilient fighter, though, man. He's a fighter. I mean, he's definitely one of the world's best.
You know what I noticed about him, though, is that before this fight with Brandon Rios, his comeback fight was November 24, 2013, when he came back after the year layoff. I think he needed the rest. I think he'd been fighting too long. Plus Mark
too.
Yeah, Mark, he's fighting bigger guys. He was born like 107. He was a 107-pound fighter when he started out. Now he's fighting guys 147.
Yep.
I mean, you and I couldn't even dream about fighting guys 40 pounds bigger than us.
Yeah, I know. And the thing is about him is, you know, he fights those guys. And the thing is, he trains so hard. So it's like we said earlier before the show is, you know, the training is the tough part of
making weight
competing. The thing about him, he really didn't have to make weight, but day in, day out of just grinding inside the gym and everything that he does, man. I trained at Wild Card. I saw him train. I saw him, him and Freddie just go out there, and even his strength and conditioning training was unbelievable. I mean, a guy was just putting his heart and soul into training, and, you know, he'll fight for free. But
not with the tax, not with the tax man after him now. I think the IRS is on him. The Filipino IRS is on him. What the hell was going on there? I mean, weren't people looking out for his best interest? I mean, Bob Arum is a promoter from former United States attorney, former U.S. Attorney General under Bobby Kennedy back in the 60s. Michael Kontz is his manager, his promoter from the Philippines. What were these guys doing? All these guys were stuffing their pockets and not worrying about Manny.
Yeah, man. I think that's what was going on. And Manny, he's such a giving person. He's such a nice person. And after getting to know him and his personality and who he is, like he just wants to be able to give back to people. He wants to do that. And at the same time, he just wants to be able to compete and do what he loves.
But, you know, in this last, like I said, in a couple of fights before, I noticed he was getting a little soft. And what I mean by soft is, as you know, when you and I weigh in, we get down in weight, the bones are sticking out of our face. You know what I'm talking about? I mean, you can feel your wrists.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Just about every little ounce of excess water has left your body, the whole nine yards.
Yep.
But Manny was looking a little too healthy. You know what I mean?
During weigh-ins.
Looking a little too healthy during weigh-ins. And I'm saying to myself, you know, he just doesn't look all that sharp. And, and he messed around with Marquez and he got beat. But with this fight for Rios, I saw the dedication again. I saw the movement, the side-to-side movement, the fact he didn't get hit with like maybe two or three punches all night. Mm-hmm. I mean,
In and out.
Yeah.
And that's classic Manny Pacquiao right there, is in and out, getting the angles. And, he landed that left hand repeatedly too.
But but Mark, you know what happens when you knock somebody out with one punch? Is that I've done it. So you think you're a knockout puncher.
Oh yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And then you go, then ba boom. Yeah. And guys aren't falling. Wait, I hit that last guy with the same punch. This guy's not falling. So you sort of you get into that, and then I think he was expecting that big punch to just keep carrying him through things, and he realized he's got to go back to his basics. That's in and out, side to side.
And he actually developed his right hand too. So he was landing that hook quite often too. So he was not only landing the left hand, but he was landing that right hook too. So I mean, you know, he did some evolving, did some improving as well.
Now, as far as, I'm going to ask you one more question about him, and then we'll go to a break.
Right.
What about him being president? Do you really think that they're talking about the Conservative Party running him in 2016 or something like that. Do you really think he's a serious candidate for president?
Oh, man. You know, I there's a lot of people that look up to him, and there's a lot of things that with Manny, he is.
But if he can't pay his tax bill, how the hell can he run a country?
Oh, man. You know,
I have a point there?
You got a point. You got a point. I'm just talking about the personality side of him, which is compassionate, which is loving people, taking care of the country. He loves that. But at the same time, it's about a business, too. You got to run your life like a business, too. So he definitely needs help in that aspect. But I'm saying that he would be a great president when it comes to those three traits.
Okay. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing. This hour of mixed martial arts, we've got Mark Munoz, Double M, the Filipino wrecking machine, not the Philippine wrecking machine, the Filipino wrecking machine in the house, folks. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. We are right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the iHeartRadio Network, and, of course, the American Forces Network.